people started to pull out those barbed wires and jump through those little windows. Even the SS people sat on the rooftop of the train and shot. But everybody took a chance, whoever it could, whoever it was possible to take a chance. Well, my father told us when the young people started to jump, he said, "You're the oldest three. I was 17, my sister 16, a brother 15, you oldest, maybe somebody will survive. But we will stay here with the small children, because even if they go out, they won't be able to survive." So the parents went with small children. My sister, my brother jumped first, my sister second, then I jumped, and I landed in a ditch of snow. They shot after us. They shot you. They keep on shooting. But the bullet didn't hit me. When I didn't hear anymore the train, I got up, and the first thing I did, I took off my star, and I promised myself, never again will I ever wear a star. I went first to look after my sister and brother, found them dead. And I found many corpses. From that train, one of my friends survived too. She lives in New York. We were two people who survived that train, but many people jumped. Well, after that, I survived under an assumed name, and I was called to work in Germany as a Polish girl, and I worked on a farm, on a German farm, under a false name, pretended that I was Catholic, and stayed till the end of the war.